Decisions indeed. It's what faces the managers and various other judges in the next few weeks as they decide who should be the player of the season, the young player of the season, the manager of the season, and photograph of the season at the Davabet Welsh Premier League. And we're here to spin through some of the nominations on the podcast this week. In a minute, Mark Jonah-Jones joins me to have a run through the player and young player nominations. I want to point out, though, you can't really describe a picture on radio, can you? So if you want to have a look at the photo of the season competition, best you head off to the WPL website, welshpremier.co.uk, and have a look at some of the pictures that have been taken this season, which I think really encapsulate what the league is about. Somebody has to choose a winner there. It will be announced at the awards ceremony on June the 4th. So, we're about to find out who the Player of the Year is. It's going to be announced at the Welsh Premier League Annual Awards on the 4th. Very interesting shortlist indeed, and doesn't surprise me. A couple of the names on there. I don't think any of them would be a surprise, really. The four nominees, of course, are Tony Gray from Airbus, Mark Williams from Llandudno, Simon Spender from the New Saints, and Aaron Edwards from the New Saints as well. We'll start at the top of that list, and Tony, the Neely man of the Golden Boot again, but consistently performing in a fantastic season for him in that chase for the Golden Boot. What is Tony's biggest asset and the reason why you would probably give him that award if you did?
His know-how of how to play the number 10 role has been exceptional this season. When you're watching him, when you know, I watched him, say, in about six live games. He gauges the distances all the time and he gets in the box at the right time. He's also a very hard-working number 10. You know, he's great at closing people down as well. Don't forget, you know, he scored 18 goals in 34 appearances. He's only two goals behind the Golden Boot Chris Venables. You know, he's won the Player of the Month one time, so he shouldn't be far away from winning this award. And I think he's earned his nomination as one of the top four players in the league. He's been a great addition to Airbus and a great addition to the league.
And he's done consistently well in the Cup and the league. I mean, I know we're judging a league player of the year here, but, you know, Airbus have got to the final and he's been a key player in that.
Yeah, that's right. I think he was the overall top scorer, wasn't he, with 24 goals, I think. You know, he hasn't won the Golden Boot itself for the Davabet Premier League, but he scored 24 goals. And like I said, he's not just a goal poacher. He's a grafter and he's a good footballer.
Now let's move on to the next nominee. His team have had a fantastic season and none of us saw this coming, except for me, of course, so I will say that. Mark Williams from MBI Llandudno. And I suppose one thing that typifies the fact that Mark Williams is in this list is one of his goals, which is a goal of the month and was also nominated for goal of the season.
Yeah, Mark, MBI Mark, you know, he's been a great addition to the league as well. Almost exactly the same, you know, you could talk about Mark Williams, like Tony Gray. That's why they are both, you know, they're being nominated. Mark's a little bit younger, he's 27, so he's decided to step into our league. And still, you know, with five or six, 7 years of a decent footballing career ahead of him. So, you know, he really has lit up the league, especially before Christmas. You know, he's there every week, like with his red head buzzing around everywhere. You know, I think he was the catalyst of Llandudno's rise to getting into Europe. His energy levels were almost second to none, and he just didn't give up on anything. I remember the first game of the season watching him, and I'm thinking to myself, "Wow, when's he going to stop running?" But he didn't. I mean, he made a great advert he would for Duracell.
And the 9 assists come in handy as well, don't they? That shows he's not just after the goals himself.
No, that's right. I mean, he's a grafter. Like you said, he plays in the same 10 role as Tony Gray, but he goes out to the wing a lot more, and that proves with his 9 assists. But, you know, great character as well. You know, he's a bubbly character. It's what the league's all about. I went to a Llandudno game. That was one of the highlights of the season for me. When I went to a Llandudno game, it was a big game, and there were fans outside, you know, asking players at Llandudno to have selfies taken with him. And for me, that's brilliant to see in this league. The youngsters, you know, being excited by people like Mark Williams at their own clubs.
And now there could be a bit of an argument down the TNS way, because we have two people going for the Player of the Season award from there, Simon Spender and Aaron Edwards. Talk about Simon first, although, you know, they've both been pretty solid in that back line because we've gone to the other side of the team now. What's your feeling about Simon's season?
Well, it's just every time you watch TNS, they must be saying the lad Marriott may be unlucky as well not to be on the list, because the two fullbacks, they're always technically so good. I think, you know, that's where the defensive record is excellent. You see so many times she crosses coming in, may go above Rawlinson and Baker or Edwards and Rawlinson, and they're always in the right, they're always in the right spot. So they're obviously coached to play as a defensive fullback as well as an attacking fullbacks. And Spender, excellent player. You know, he's 27 times at right back during a campaign of, you know, only just over 30 games. So he's been absolutely brilliant.
And I suppose the situation with Aaron Edwards is that he's got a goal, which a crucial goal against Ballor to hand TNS the title, which sort of gives him an edge in this competition, does it?
Yeah, I think if there was an award for the most mileage covered by a player in this league, I think he'd win it. He'd win it every year, because this kid is so full of running, but he's technically good as well. He scores good goals, and he's key. You know, don't forget, you're talking about players who've played in a treble winning side. So they, like Craig Harrison, if they don't get the award, they can be a little bit unlucky. But it's just, this is an individual award, so it has to be, you know, go down to the vote. And what I'm glad of is it goes down to the vote by the managers. So whoever earns the award, you know, have earned the award of every other manager. And that makes it top. It's nothing political. When it's 12 managers have picked the award, it's a great award to win. But Aaron Edwards is a class act. And I keep saying it every time I talk about him. I'm surprised for so long how he hasn't gone on, or, you know, but brilliant player. And what a tough pick, Mark, between these four players.
Does it get interesting with the TNS pickings, considering they have had a tougher season this season? You know, they have lost four games. You know, does that make it more interesting that they've still defended quite well despite that?
I just think it all adds up to being a better league, and even this harder to win. Because, shall we say, had TNS won the league by 30 points, gone undefeated, would have anybody else from other clubs been, you know, would have they afforded their chance on the candidate list? I know it would have happened before, but I just think that it just goes to show, right? These four players are really players from top clubs, and the league's getting tougher and harder every year.
Well, in a minute, we'll have a chat about the young player of the season as well. There have been some exciting young talent in our league this season, and be very interesting to see what happens to them next season and whether they are catching the eye on a wider sphere. But it's not only judges and people like that who get to make decisions around here. You get to make decisions as well. Last week, last chance to fill in the WPL survey, the fan survey, on the website. Go to welshpremier.co.uk. Tell us about your favourite goal of the season, your favourite player of the season, but also, more importantly, what you thought of facilities at the certain ground, and if there's anything that can be done to improve certain aspects of the league. There are some nice prizes for the winners of a draw for anybody that enters, by the way. Well worth going to welshpremier.co.uk and having a look. Well, let's move on to the young player of the season shortlist now then. James Murphy from Airbus, James Joyce from MBI Llandudno, and Matty Owen from Newtown. Now, I remember speaking to Andy Priest at Airbus halfway through the season when he was struggling with injuries. He was calling on the young players quite heavily to get him through, and one of the names that was mentioned quite a lot was James Murphy, and he's proved his salt this season.
Yeah, excellent, Murphy. I think he's been the because he's a fresh face. I know Joyce has only been in the league for the first year, but Murphy's come on in his first year in the league. He's only 19. You know, he started 17 matches, which come off the bench 10 times for a young, you know, left winger. I've seen him play in a semi-final when they defeated Port Talbot, and he was excellent that day. I'm sure if he stays at Airbus and just gets a little, maybe a half a yard to his game, he's got a massive future, because technically he's a wonderful player. Great feet, great ability at crossing, and he sees things early.
And then stay with James. James Joyce, like you say, you know, a new season for the club, let alone him. But he seems to have done very well for himself in playing in every one of the 32 matches that Llandudno's faced this season.
Brilliant. I remember I speaking to Morgs after we did the first game of the season, and I was having a pint with him after the game in the night, and he said to me, look out for this lad. He said, Joyce, he said, I think he could go on to better things. 22 at the moment. You know, he's had some brilliant performances this season. He's also got a goal in his locker as well. He's a free kick expert, dead ball expert. So another one, you know, with a great future.
And finally, Matty Owen, for me, from Newtown. Whenever I look back at the footage of games or I read match reports, I quite often see Matty Owen's name mentioned. And sometimes the presence in a match report or the presence on video implies that he's done well in a game. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think Matty Owen, at 20, I can't believe it, at 21, because he's a proverbial old head on young shoulders, because he really does well. He's always retaining the ball when he breaks forward, you know, and he's even added scoring goals to his repertoire this year. I talked to a couple of his players, and I spoke to Neil Mitchell and Keira Mills-Evans about him at Newtown a couple of weeks ago, and they say he's got a real chance, you know, if he could just maybe get a touch sharper. This kid's got a real chance, because his footballing brain is excellent for a 21-year-old. And Mark, the three of these lads, right, Murphy, Joyce and Owen, it would be a success for our league. Yeah, it's great to have them in our league, but I wouldn't be surprised to see any one of these three playing in a football league in a year or two.
Now, Matty's got those 7 goals. Do you fancy if he stays with us next season? We're talking about 10 or 15. Is this the start of him climbing up the Golden Boot Award?
I couldn't agree more. At 21, he's getting, you know, 7 to 8 goals already from a... Sometimes, you see, he plays holding midfielder, but when he's given that allowance to go and push on a bit more, he drives at people. You know, he doesn't look pacey, but, you know, he's no slouch, and he has a great future ahead of him as well.
So, decision time then, Jonah. Let's start with the young player of the season shortlist. Out of James Murphy, James Joyce or Matty Owen, who would get your vote?
It's a tough one. I like the boy Owen, because I think he does magnificent. Maybe the lad Murphy's just been chucked in. You know, he is a real raw youngster, and he's had some disappointments towards the end of the season, playing in the Welsh Cup final and not winning nothing, getting knocked out in the playoffs. So maybe a touch of sentiment that might have just gone Murphy's way.
And then for the player of the season between Gray, Williams, Spender and Edwards, who's got your gong?
Well, I've advocated Alan Edwards has never won it, so I think he'll be unlucky if he doesn't win it again. But everyone runs him really, really close, especially the little fellow with the red hair from Llandudno. He set the league up early on, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him get it.
Well, all of those 4 Player of the Season nominations made it into the WPL Team of the Season. And of the young player nominations, James Joyce and Matty Owen were on the subs bench. If you want to have a look at that full team, it's on the Welsh Premier League website. And the actual winner will be presented with that trophy at the awards evening on Saturday, the 4th of June. Me and Jonah will be there. He'll have his best suit on. And if you're going, well, good luck. If not, we'll tell you how it goes.
Brought to you by Audioboom.